to cabinet when President Edgar Lungu was Republican president and his secretary to cabinet now under President Hage Geingob, which, by the way, I think is also a very commendable thing that you have someone who's got that experience, that background, who's doing this position here. And yes, he was at the church service that happened in South Africa. And yeah, a lot of hope that he'll be able to help in mediating during this particular period while he's there. All right, we have a number of voice notes that have come through. I guess
maybe you can play them as the show progresses, because
yes,
right now we need to get into the news.
Yes, definitely. So you can keep your views coming through. We'll get to more of the voice notes, more of the contributions soon during this hour of the show. We're in the third and final hour of the show. We'll just break off for the main news at 8 with Mr. Malumba Malumba. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM. Check. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Political scientist calls for dialogue amid tensions over former President Lungu's funeral. Silicosis screening suspended at KCM over 2.5 million kwacha date. And in global news, curfew begins in LA as Texas deploys National Guard ahead of protests. Good morning, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Political scientist Dr. Alex Ngoma has called on the church to intervene as a neutral party to facilitate dialogue between government, the family of former late President Edgar Lungu, and the Patriotic Front amid rising tensions over the late president's funeral proceedings. Dr. Ngoma has emphasized that no one, including political opponents, should attempt to exclude President Hage Geingob from presiding over the state funeral, given his constitutional role. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Ngoma notes that Mr. Lungu was not an ordinary citizen but a former Republican president, and his funeral must reflect national values, respect, and legal protocol. In response to Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo's warning to President Geingob to stay away from the funeral, Dr. Ngoma has stressed that both the late president's family and government should be given space to fulfill their roles without antagonism and downplaying either side. He adds that the church should help mediate any disagreements to ensure the funeral proceedings in peace and unity, further advising against inflammatory rhetoric and finger-pointing that could undermine the solemn national moment.
I think that it would be unfair for anyone to demand that no one should attend, that some people should not attend the funeral, especially the Republican president. Whether you like the Republican president or not, whether you deem him to be right or wrong, but I think it's important to allow him to preside over this funeral, because this is a state funeral, and therefore you can't exclude the president. I would like to appeal to all the Zambians really to observe the law, to be level-headed, so that, you know, no other unnecessary and unwanted incidents can be recorded.
The Occupational Health Institute of Zambia has suspended silicosis examinations for all employees of Konkola Copper Mines KCM, citing accrued dates owed by the mining company. This is a routine screening critical in identifying early signs of silicosis, a lung disease caused by prolonged exposure to silica dust in mining environments. Phoenix News has established that the date in question is approximately 2.5 million kwacha as of July last year, out of which around 1.8 million kwacha was accrued before Vedanta regained control of the mine last August and is under the scheme of arrangements for creditors as per High Court order, while the difference has been settled. And National Union of Miners and Allied Workers Numao President Sol Semunjika has confirmed that his officials had hinted at the accrued date weeks back and warns that the suspension has dire implications for workers who need to know their health status regularly. Mr. Semunjika, who has attributed the suspension to alleged financial challenges at KCM, tells Phoenix News that employees without valid silicosis certificates are barred from entering the plant by law, effectively putting their jobs on hold.
The implication is there because the people need to know their health status. That is law. The company was supposed to send people there so that they are examined, they check whether they have contracted any illness because of the environment that they are working from. So it's actually not acceptable that we allow such a situation. If at all it has been suspended, then it means all those that are supposed to do what they are due for silicosis, they're not supposed to go on the plant. It means they are not fit.
But KCM Acting Manager of Public Relations and Communications Victoria Zimba has clarified that the mine owes the Occupational Health Institute of Zambia over 700,000 kwacha after 31st July 2024, which has since been paid off and is currently up to date regarding those payments. Ms. Zimba says KCM has engaged the institute to start attending to employees to avoid a negative impact on production targets, especially that employees without valid silicosis certificates are not allowed to enter working areas, causing a loss of man hours. The Treatment, Advocacy and Literacy Campaign, TALK, has urged governments to undertake a nationwide impact assessment of the $1.4 billion aid cut to the health sector. TALK Executive Director Clever Chilende tells Phoenix News in an interview that without a clear understanding of how the reduction affects service delivery, advocacy for effective measures to mitigate the shortfall will be hindered. Mr. Chilende says that the substantive responses to the funding gap require evidence-based analysis of its consequences across prevention, treatment and related programs. This call follows remarks by Finance Minister Stumbeko Musukotwane at the Bloomberg Organized Africa Business Media Innovators 2025 conference in Livingstone on Monday, where he described the abrupt aid reduction as a significant challenge for government planning and implementation. While acknowledging the minister's statement, Mr. Chilende has emphasized that continued public expression of concern alone will not address the underlying vulnerabilities.
What needs to be done is to do an assessment, a national level assessment of how much impact this UNICEF funding has created, so that we know where we are, because at the moment we are not sure whether we are safe or not. So we will call upon government to do a comprehensive assessment of the situation to understand how far the impact is, so that as we talk about filling up the gap that is being left, we know what we are talking about.
The Zambia Association of Citizen Contractors, ZACO, is calling on government to adopt a more proactive and rigorous vetting process before awarding contracts to local firms. ZACO President Muntale Mpepo has highlighted concerns that contractors working under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, are often blamed for substandard outputs without adequate verification of their qualifications or capacity. According to Mr. Mpepo, the persistence of shoddy works under CDF projects points to the influence of politically connected but inexperienced contractors. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mpepo stresses that failure to scrutinize bids properly allows non-competitive entities to secure contracts, undermining both quality standards.